It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Larry Richard this morning coming to you from Anna Maria Island, right off the coast with Bradenton, Florida, and then Longboat Key just to the south and within sight of Sarasota, 10 miles away. I can actually see the outline. And we're on Bridge Street at the Oyster Bar, broadcasting live, and we'll bring you some updates here in the next few minutes about what's been going on since the two hurricanes hit and their efforts to get everything back in order for the big season, certainly for the snowbirds coming down after the holidays and then right into spring training and on into the summer. Meanwhile, we're talking about social media and the issues that it brings, especially with young people. And Dr. Whitney Caceres is with us on the Big K Morning Show. Doctor, good morning. Do we have Dr. Caceres?
This is the producer.
Oh.
We're connected via VMix.
You got VMix? Aaron, are we good to go? In the meantime, let me know.
Okay. We'll let you know. We'll get it figured out and we'll hop back on.
They probably can't. Here's what I'm thinking. If they're on the video screen, they might not be able to hear me.
Right. So we'll take care of it.
Why don't you sort it out? In the meantime, I'm going to talk to, tell them to hang on for a few minutes. I'm here with Elliot Felcioni, who's the executive director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Elliot, in just a few minutes, you're going to introduce us to somebody who knows a lot about the process of getting the island and the area back up and running full capacity.
Yeah, we're going to chat with Carmine D'Amelio, deputy director with property management. He's going to run us through of what they faced after the hurricanes, mainly at our public beaches, and how we maintain the beaches every day. You know, a lot of visitors, residents that go to the beaches, they just think it's natural beauty and you don't need to do anything with it. And there's rigors that go on day in and day out. So we'll be excited to talk to Carmine, one of the most tireless workers that we have in our community.
He's a Jersey guy.
He's a great Italian guy. And like I said, I don't know if Carmine's had a day off in the last 45 days.
All right, we're going to talk about that coming up. Thank you, Elliot. And now we welcome Dr. Whitney Caceres to the Big K Morning Show. Doc, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Really important subject, and I'm curious how you got involved in dealing with, in this case, the challenges of social media when it comes to our young people.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a pediatrician. I've been one for over a decade, and I hear parents really talking about the concerns they have around social media safety. These include who their teens are talking to and what type of content they're seeing online and how they're spending their time. And so I know that Instagram's teen accounts really addresses all these concerns, which I find extremely exciting as a clinician and someone who takes care of families.
So how is this going to work?
Instagram is actually a new experience that teens will have guided by parents. And teens will have built-in protections in teen accounts where they will have more limitations on who they can interact with, on the type of content they can see, but also they'll have more opportunities to explore their interests. And Instagram has actually already placed tens of millions of teens into teen accounts. And teens who are under 16 years old will need their parents' permission to change these settings to be less restrictive. And I find this incredibly exciting in terms of sparking more thoughtful conversations between teens and their parents, but also making it easier for parents to enforce rules in their own households.
And that said, what are some of the issues that have developed as social media has exploded here in the last decade?
Well, I think that no one wants an internet where teens are unsafe, and at the same time, parents want to have their teens be able to connect with their friends and explore things that they're excited about. And so we have to have a way for teens to have an experience that's safe, and we need built-in protections, both to support parents and teens and to give everyone more peace of mind. And so we've really seen that come to the forefront, and Instagram is taking these steps to assure that parents and teens have these in place for them.
And that said, I'm sure parents are reacting very positively to this development, the software update.
They are, absolutely. It's making it easier for them to have these conversations and to worry less. Some of the protections that are involved automatically in teen accounts include private accounts. So that means that teens have to accept new followers and that only followers can see their content or can interact with them. That's a huge advancement. There's also sensitive content controls. That means that teens are placed in the strictest content control settings. So in places like the Explore page or on Reels, they're unable to see inappropriate content for their age. And finally, there are protections around the time that they spend on the app. So when teens are in sleep mode, and that's enabled from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., notifications are silenced, and Instagram DMs that come to teens are actually have auto-replies that go to them. There's also a way for teens to have increased parental controls so they can customize how they want the experience to be for their teens and have even more involvement.
And where can folks get more details on how to make this work?
To learn more, parents can go to Instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Dr. Whitney Caceres, appreciate your time this morning, Doc. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Coming up, more from Anna Maria Island in Florida. What a rough start for me this weekend. Coming up next on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard broadcasting from Anna Maria Island, Florida, just off the coast of Bradenton, within sight of Sarasota, 10 miles across the bay. I can actually see the skyline. And we're here. They have a big hurricane relief concert tonight with Leonard Skinner. And also, who else you got lined up?
Marcus King.
Country star, yeah. And Elliot Falcione is the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau here. And he has introduced me to Carmine D'Amelio. Did I say that right, Carmine?
Yes, you did.
What part of Italy is your family from?
Naples.
Naples.
Yes. Napolitan.
Yeah, I've been there. Yes. I went to Sorrento.
Beautiful.
That whole area is spectacular.
It is.
I went to Mount Vesuvius, to Pompeii, Positano. The Amalfi Coast is fantastic.
It's beautiful, yes.
I don't know if you're aware, the food there is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the whole island smells like lemons, too. It's a combination of the salt of the sea, the lemons, and then the food that's cooking. So
yes, yes.
You've got good roots.
Yes, I have that food daily.
And Carmine is the Deputy Director of Property Management for Manatee County, but a native of North Brunswick, New Jersey. How many years have you been in Florida now?
I've been here 15 years, yes, with Manatee County. Retired up in New Jersey, was too young to retire, and managed Parks and Recreation up in New Jersey, and now I'm doing it down here.
And that's where you got the experience, and unlike New Jersey, you've had to deal with two major hurricanes, and what's the update to the process of the cleanup?
The update is that, you know, we have very conscientious staff that are here working daily. We spend 12 hours a day, probably the last 60 days, continuing to remove sand. You know, up in New Jersey, when we have snowfall and we have 4 feet of snow, we eventually put the snow into parking lots and that snow will dissipate and melt.
Right.
Well, sand here doesn't melt. It just compiles and we need to relocate it. In this case, we had sidewalks, picnic groves, restrooms filled with sand, 4 feet of sand, and staff had been working diligently 7 days a week, 12-hour shifts, relocating that sand. We have been sifting the sand, working closely with state agencies to relocate the sand that needs to be evaluated, and the clean sand after sifting is going right back on the beach. To date, we moved 30,000 cubic yards off-site, and we have relocated 20,000 cubic yards back onto the beach. And when we're all said and done, we should have about 900,000 cubic yards of sand back onto the beach. So that's going to help out very well.
So both public beaches are open as we speak. You have Manatee Beach in the middle of the island, Carmine, and then Coquina Beach as well. So they're open for Pittsburghers who have planned their winter vacation. You would say, hey, it's safe to say, come on down and right after the holidays, enjoy our sugar white sand beaches.
Absolutely. Come down to visit our award-winning beaches. They're safe. They're clean. And, you know, the good thing about this is that staff signed up for this. When you work for Manatee County, we're Manatee County Strong. And the residents and the visitors deserve pristine beaches. And that was our goal. And that's what's happening right now. So come out and enjoy.
Carmine, that's the number one reason why visitors come to coastal Florida, specifically the West Coast, because of the sugar white sand beaches. A lot of people don't realize what you need to do daily in the morning to get those beaches prepared for our community.
Yeah, so staff will start out at 6 a.m. They work till about 4 p.m. And then we also have an evening shift because it gets kind of crowded out here. Because of the beautiful beaches, and we'd run that evening shift from 3 p.m. until midnight to ensure safety and clean restrooms and grove areas. But when we start off at 6 a.m., people don't know that we have 400 trash receptacles that have to get emptied daily and sometimes twice daily. We have picnic groves that need to be cleaned and raked. And we, you know, most importantly, we run two beach rakes daily. And that runs from 6 a.m. till about 3 p.m. And we get off the beaches as soon as we can because we want everyone to enjoy the beaches without any kind of equipment on the beach.
But Elliot said your team and you guys have done a tremendous job, and the progress has been remarkable considering what you had to deal with, which, if I'm remembering right, Elliot, this area has never had two storms of that magnitude back-to-back here, ever.
The worst since 1921. And Carmine, we worry about people like Carmine because they don't know how to take a day off and take care of their bodies. And so we're glad to have Carmine here this morning, a true champion, and people like him who are behind the scenes. People don't really know what they're getting done to continue to enhance our quality of life and keep the economy fed. So thank you for what you've done for us, Carmine.
Absolutely.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, everyone.
You're from New Jersey. Which football team do you root for? The
Careful.
Giants or Jets?
Careful.
Or Pittsburgh Giants? Steelers.
good answer. But no, a little birdie told me the Dallas Cowboys. How does a kid from New Jersey with two football teams right there root for the Dallas Cowboys?
It's tough because back in the 70s, when I was just about that age of watching football, the Dallas Cowboys in 1971 with Roger Staubach were the best of the best.
I got you.
I'm still getting beat up by my uncles and cousins because they're from New Jersey and they're Giants fans.
Carmine, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, all right.
Hey, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of the region for all your great work. Appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Carmine.
D'Amelio, who is the Deputy Director of Property Management for Manatee County here on Anna Maria Island. Richard on the Big K Morning Show, live from Anna Maria Island.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In Florida, as they're working on and continuing their efforts to get back to what you would consider 100% at some point after two very menacing hurricanes. And I'm with Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau, Elliot Falcioni. We're at the Oyster Bar on the pier here on Bridge Street. This is such a tremendous spot, and I know you have arranged a ferry service here that started, what, last year?
It started in January. We're running two 49-passenger pontoon catamaran ferries from Thursday through Sunday. So you can go from downtown Bradenton, Larry, venture out here in about 35 minutes, land right at the Anna Maria Oyster Bar, and then, as you know, Bridge Street is right behind us, a lot of boutique shops, apparel shops, little bars, and then right across the street is the public beach. So it's it doesn't get any better than that, and it enhances multimodal transportation that is really important for a community like this.
Look at you going multimodal on me. Meanwhile, Jim Tredinich.
Jim Tredinich.
Jim, grab a headset, sit down. We got your beer already.
We got a beer. We got your oysters.
John Horn, who is the proprietor here, is a Clemson grad, and you know Pitt's playing Clemson tomorrow in the Berg. Jim Tredinich and I share a grade school. Jim's younger, but St. Ursula, right?
Right. Yeah, back in the 70s.
Hampton Township.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the first celebrity I ever met was Jerry Lynch, who was a partner eventually with Dick Grote in Champion Lakes Golf.
Okay.
His daughter was in my class, and I thought, man, this is so cool, a Pittsburgh Pirate. You know, I knew her, never realizing that years later, obviously, our relationship is the flagship for the Pirates, and you working for the team for such a long time. What are you doing down here so early?
Well, you know, I heard Mr. Podobnik was going to be on here shortly, so I figured I'd stop over. I'm down here for just a couple weeks working out of the Pirate City office.
Oh, so you're actually here on official business,
correct,
not just rest and relaxation.
He's our prototype. Of course, Jimmy and I worked together 30 years ago, and as he's coming down for spring training, Jim and his wife decided, hey, let's buy a home in Bradenton. So there's that conversion of a Pittsburgher that now lives here part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, but I know nobody works harder than Jim when, you know, the years, you just, it's a grind for spring training for guys like you. For guys like us, it's fun. We come down and enjoy the intimacy that Lecom Park has with the players and obviously all the other amenities. So good to see you. I didn't know you would be here mid-November.
I heard you were here first. I had to come out and see you. But, yeah, I figured I'd stop out here and check out things at the island. I just got in last Saturday. So it's sad to see, but it's obviously it's coming back, which is great.
And the recovery's
strong.
Really, really strong. So we're glad we're open for business, Jim.
Yeah, a lot of places. I just saw the beach house open the other day on Monday for business, and we frequented the Bridge tender on Saturday when I came in. So yeah, it's starting to come back, which is great.
Which is the purpose for us being here so early. Elliot invited us because he wants people in Pittsburgh to know, you know, the importance, the best thing people can do, since there are so many connections from the region to this area, is, hey, the best thing you can do is keep your plans to come and be a part of, especially spring training.
Right. It's coming up.
Absolutely. 55th year. You're the Pirate historian now.
That's right.
We mentioned earlier in the show that Steve Blass is going to be part of our speaker series at the Manatee Performing Arts Center on March 20th at 2 p.m. So we're excited to go through the life of Steve Blass.
Thanks a lot. Coach Elliott benched me for some guy named Greg Brown to do it, which is really cool. Those two are amazing together, and Steve.
Yep, they are. Tremendous.
Pirate for life. You're really a pirate for life.
I'm getting there. This will be. I just had my 36th year, so it's a long time.
And tell us about your relatively new role, because I follow your social media posts. Really important, the history of the team and what you have done to enhance that.
It's an interesting new gig for me, but I love the Pirate history. And just diving into the stuff. I mean, coming up next year, we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of our second World Series win in 1925. So reaching out to some of the family members that are still around. Great-grandkids, great-granddaughters of Kai Kai Kyler, who was a Hall of Famer on that team. Bill McKechnie, obviously, was the manager. He's a Hall of Famer. Pi Trainer was on the team. So a lot of things like that. And a lot of the improvements with Janet Marie Smith, that works for the Canopy Group out of Baltimore. She enhanced the ballpark with the cement baseballs along the Riverwalk 3 years ago and all the enhancements around the main concourse, the club level. So it's great to bring history into the Pittsburgh Pirates because we've been around for so long.
And I love what you and the team have done with the Hall of Fame. I know it's so important. And you know Jim Leland, what a year he's had. MLB Hall of Famer and then inducted into the Pirates Hall of Fame. And I don't know if you are aware of this, Jim's emotional when some good happens or bad.
Just a tad.
You know what? He really represented us as fans, always fighting. And I don't think he realizes how much people appreciate him.
No, they don't. I mean, he takes it all in stride. Like you said, last year was huge for Jim. Even the city of Toledo honored him, so where he's from. So it was a great year. And, yeah, the Hall of Fame, it's only 3 years in. I know Bob Nutting was big, wanting to bring back the history of the Pirates that way with our Hall of Fame. So that started in 2022, and we're building on to next year. So we'll have another class, and we'll keep going.
And last I saw Jim Elliott was at a Roberto Clemente event that his son's keeping the name alive for the great work the great one has done in his name, their family. Think about it, after 50 plus years since we lost him, the good work that's been done in his name.
It's amazing. It's just even at Pirate City, you go there, you see the 21 everywhere, you see the Clemente pictures, and I mean, obviously he's the icon, the person that people think of when they think of the Pittsburgh Pirates. But having the boys carry on his legacy in Pittsburgh and in Puerto Rico and everywhere is great.
And they just came out with a documentary that was released. And also, they've been working on this for years. I told them, you got to get a movie done. I can't believe there hasn't been a feature film like 42 for Jackie Robinson. I thought, this is perfect, 21.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. I would love for people that don't know, like we do in Pittsburgh, you know, the history of Roberto, to know that in a feature film. At some point, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. I mean, it's obviously a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned.
Elliot's been lobbying to be a bat boy in the film, but we're going to...
I wanted to be Don Leppert, you know, the
really?
First base coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a cameo. So, Larry, help me out there.
Why not? We have another big thing coming up, too. Not us, but in Major League Baseball, in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Dave Parker's on the ballot to be voted, and he should get in. And there's a committee going to be voting on that on December 8th.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at Dave Parker's numbers, and Pirates fans are like, come on, man, we got to get him in.
Right.
I saw he was on the list, and hopefully that happens. Jim Tredinich.
Yes. Great pronunciation, too. Not a lot of people can say Jim Tredinich.
From St. Ursula in Hampton Township to King of Baseball.
Ah, there you go. Sure.
Thanks, it's great to see you, Jim.
Thanks for dropping by.
I'll be here all day.
The Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard with, really end up being my co-host today, Elliot Falcioni. I'm the ambassador, the media ambassador to Bradenton, thanks to you. And you're kind of back the other way. You've been a great ambassador to this region, being born and bred in the South Hills. Your dad was a police officer, right? And
he was
a helicopter pilot.
He was a Pittsburgh police officer. He was an Allegheny County police officer, commercial helicopter pilot. Was dear friends with Dr. Cyril Weck. We mentioned him this morning. So, yeah, you can't take the Pittsburgh out of you. But if there's a home away from home, it's no doubt Bradenton, Florida.
And for 23 years covering spring training, that's how I got to know you years ago. You were very helpful in, you know, helping us figure it out, so thank you. And we are at the Oyster Bar on Anna Maria Island tonight, a big concert to help the tourism industry and those who work in it after the hurricanes. Leonard Skinnerd, and you got a country star,
Marcus King,
and we're with the owner of the Oyster Bar, John Horn, a five-generation Florida native.
Absolutely.
Wow. You don't hear that very often.
No, we're like weirdos.
Like. And we found out earlier that you went to Clemson University, and ironically, Pitt and Clemson are going to duke it out at Acrisure at noon tomorrow. You're going to be watching?
You're darn right I will be. It should be a great game. I mean, both of them are, you know, They're doing well this year. Pitt's had a two-game streak, but I think they're going to be ready to win again.
And you have seven restaurants?
Do I
understand that?
We do. We have six Anna Maria Oyster Bars, and then we also have a white tablecloth, Café La Rope, out on St. Armand Circle.
That's fantastic. And I'm curious, in a appreciate it. Hey, Jeff, we're going to talk to Jeff about operations for the Pittsburgh Pirates because we want to make sure people know they're good to go to come down for spring training. Spring training, you've run into a lot of Pittsburghers, John.
Absolutely. We've had tickets for spring training for, I don't know, 25-plus years. And there's no better organization than the Pirates organization. I know they're great up there. I've been up to the games, to the stadium up there to visit. But spring training just is fantastic. You know, feel like you're out there with friends.
And we're right here on the bay side of the island where I didn't realize the stone crabs you served us today, which were outstanding, by the way.
Delicious.
Are like right here.
Yeah, they're right here in the intercoastal, right outside on the Gulf.
In the Cortez Fishing Village. Elliot, you told me it's the only active fishing village in the state.
In the state of Florida.
In the state, yeah.
I find that so hard to believe because obviously with the peninsula of Florida, you would think there'd be other active areas. But it's like walking back into time.
Yeah, they ship fish all over the world from little
I'm glad you said that slowly.
Vision. Yes. And if you see the shrimper boat captains, they look like ZZ Top is over there. The big, long beards. It's like going back in time.
That's right. What's cool is that place. What's the name of the restaurant with the tiki roof?
Anna Maria Oyster Bar is the only restaurant I know
the name that's right. I'm sorry, Jeff.
There are Why are you asking me that question, Larry?
There are no other active restaurants, apparently, for John. But I want to thank
Starfish. They do a great job.
Well, what's cool is you can right across the little waterway there, and they take people out, and they clean the fish for tourists. But then the active fishery, you can kind of see what's going on when the boats come in.
Yeah.
It is like going back in time.
And going back to John's restaurant, so he'll be part of the new terminal. So the Anna Maria Oyster Bar will be where Allegiant, you'll board your Allegiant flights. So that's the best way to get a taste of your brand. And once you taste that, you're going to want to come out to one of his restaurants like this out on Anna Maria Island to enjoy.
We're excited about being in the airport. SRQ is just growing like crazy, and we're happy to have the local flair there. A lot of other airports all over the country are doing the local flair in their terminal, so it's great.
Well, this is a little slice of heaven this morning. Oh. It's like 72.
Yeah.
Sun's out. You could see the bay. I said 10 miles away, you could see the outline of Sarasota. And this, since I've been coming here, this Bridge Street is one of the coolest spots in the entire region.
It's just got a great vibe, doesn't it? You just walk up and down the street and just great restaurants. They're all locally owned. It's just a fabulous place to be.
We've had a lot of fishermen come walking by. We had one guy, I thought he fell in. He was so excited. He had, what did he say?
He'd lost a
sheep head.
Sheep head. He was pretty upset. We thought somebody was getting attacked by a shark for a moment, and it just he lost it on the line. So there's a few characters around here, but
they
all
are
good.
But they enjoy being out here.
Yes.
I mean, how can you not enjoy being fishing out here on the Bridge Street?
John Horn and his wife Amanda, thanks for your hospitality.
Our
we
pleasure.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks for being with us.
Coming up, we're going to talk to former Pitt quarterback Pat Bostic in our next hour, along with Dan Zangrilli, who give us a preview of tonight's big playoff game in high school football. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.